Yes.
All right, back on the podcast, there's Hervé Marcotte. Along the thread of the other, that's the feature film we'll be talking about. We talked to you last year about the feature film An Ordinary Experience, about two 16-year-olds who never met, and you kind of documented them. And this one, they're 25 years old, right? Like, so they're older. And
Yes.
basically it's about their relationship. And so they didn't know each other as well before you filmed them.
No,
No.
no, it was like they discovered themselves throughout the film.
While the cameras were on, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so what are you trying to say with these films? Like, what's the theme? What's the purpose of these documentations?
My first feature documentary was about the encounter with remarkable souls,
Okay.
and this film was about the meaning of life, you
That's a deep
know.
theme.
Yes,
Did you find the answer?
I understood I had a soul when I was 25 years old.
So what's the answer to the meaning of life?
The meaning of life. This is a big question, because all questions are different. I'm a sort of philosopher, and I started to discover what was deep inside these young people, which inspired me. I needed to understand what was deep in the soul of the human being, you know, like a journalist, if you want. But I wanted to go further with this film, Au fil de l'autre, along the thread of the other, which is about self-realization.
Yeah.
Because self-realization is probably the most important thing about the meaning of life. Is this means having a satisfactory life, to be in let's say in a mood that is probably making your journey easy. But what is the secret of self-realization? And
Yeah.
I wanted to know about this because I had my own idea, but the film is like a quest about the looking for treasure. What we found is not exactly what I was thinking beforehand.
Yeah. So then you basically said in the beginning of the film, I'm paraphrasing, but when you look for treasure in life, it's like you can't do it alone. You have to do it with somebody else. And that's sort of one of the meanings of your life, is that it's not about your individuality. It's about connection. It's about discovery of like connecting with other people and kind of figuring out who you are through others, and also kind of figuring out what life's about through others.
You well understood the film.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it. There is somebody who guided me throughout my life. His name is Charles de Foucault, Saint Charles de Foucault now. And this man, I mean, just basically he said, the other is important, is very important. First of all, you have to love your neighbor like Jesus, because Jesus was his friend, de
Yeah.
Foucault. But I never understood exactly the meaning of this. Okay, so I needed to convince myself what was the most important in life. Did we find it? Probably these two young fellows. Yes, they found this because that's what they said. That's what they found out. And I was amazed at this because it's like Charles Foucault. That's Charles Foucault met with the other people, the Tuareg people when he was in the deserts, in the Sahara desert. And this was the probably his accomplishment.
So I want to bring up a line in the movie because I think it's very funny. It's there might be translated differently in French because it's the this is the English translation. But he says, "You can't go from cock to donkey." I'm still laughing now. Like, you can't go from cock to donkey. You take too many risks. Is there a French, like, is it does it translate it differently in French? Is it what does that mean? You can't go to cock to donkey.
Well, I didn't remember this exactly. I don't know
It's
what's
when
the
he's doing
question.
the massage therapy in the beginning of the film.
That's probably what he was meaning is that you need to concentrate yourself, no? You need to have like a vision of your life, like a sort of
Basically, the paraphrasing is that, like, if you dream, he's basically saying if you dream too much, you are being pretentious and kind of selfish in life. You can't like have too many, you can't take too many leaps. You just have to like, you have to take risks, but not like gigantic risks. Like it's being selfish.
Yes. But what's amazing is that these two young the boy and the girl, they needed the film because very often these young people, they are a bit lost. They don't know where to go and I'm making my films. It's a sort of healing, and I think I like. I don't know. It's like it's amazing. But the people who come to my film, it's like the previous film you talked about is they needed the film. This is very strange. The girl in this film, she didn't. She has not watched the film yet. I don't know.
Because
This ordinary experience that was
she's 25 and she
procured for
doesn't
me.
like looking at herself, that's why.
Yes, she doesn't
Yeah.
want. Then what to say? They didn't know where to go. They're a bit lost, but maybe I'm lost too because the film was going so fast. I was running after them. The scenario. There is no scenario in my films. It's just an encounters.
So what makes you this film's a little bit different from your other film because you're more with nature, I guess, right? In this film, like you're showing the landscape of where you filmed, kind of like the woods and then in the kind of have some crane shots, right? Like
Yes.
some right. So basically you're kind of showing kind of this world. And you're making the location another character in the film, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like it's a voyage,
Yeah.
it's yeah. Did you like the film?
Sorry?
Did you like the film?
Well, I'm talking to you now.
You
Yeah, no, I love these films because it's like it's experimental in nature, but there's like because you're kind of you're documenting these people, right? But the camera is like they're not going to be who they are if they're like, you know what I mean? They're going to be different because there's a camera in front of them, right? Does that make sense?
No, they
You
have the
don't think
same.
so.
No.
Okay. So we just like so you're saying that there's a camera there, they're being filmed, they're going to be different. Like when someone's filming you, you're not going to be exactly who you are you? Or maybe after a while
Mm-hmm.
you will, because it's so, it's almost like second nature, because it's like you're constantly being filmed. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's my gift, you know. They just no, they forget about the camera. It's amazing, yeah. And you know, the what they say, I was really amazed about what they say, the dialogues. And what they say, maybe I would have said the same.
Yeah.
It's like
Maybe,
a
yeah.
sort of deep connection, because you know I put a lot of energy and love when I'm filming, because you know I'm filming alone,
Yeah.
basically. I'm a very small team. It's me,
Yeah.
only one person.
So what are you shooting with? Because it's like I know a lot of documentarians talking to them at, a lot of them are even shooting with their phones. So the intimacy is more profound, because there's not this awareness of this clunky camera on their shoulder, right?
Yes. Exactly. But you know, I'm amazed about the results of this film, because the you know, I had three now three shows, three in cinema theaters now, and people they love the film,
Yeah.
but you know, sometimes I don't know why, because it's very intimate. It's about a personal story, but maybe it's because it's personal, but then the let's say the thoughts are universal, you
Yeah.
know.
100%.
It's a sort of universal love, you know, that is coming out of the film, like sort of I think there is sort of energy. It looks like the energy the people and myself we put in the film is going out. I don't know, it reflects.
Yeah. So the one character is talking about, because this is interesting, like when you're 25, because these kid these they seem pretty, like, like affluent people. So they're 25, so the social media has been in their lives their whole they're, they've been around social media their whole lives, right? So you and I, like, our childhood, our like development years are different from theirs, right? Vastly different. So
Yes.
in the one guy talks about, like, he's tired of, like, worrying what people think of him, right? And
Yes.
which is a common theme, especially when you're 20s. And it's like, that's, for me, it was like, that's when I realized, that's when I kind of grew up, where, like, that you stop caring. You really kind of stop caring what people thought of you. You just kind of thought about what you thought of yourself, in a sense, right?
Yes.
And that seems to be his arc. Like, that's what he's trying to figure out. Like, how do I get, like, it's funny, because you didn't have really phones. Like, I'm sure they have, like, I don't know, as soon as you turn the camera off, I bet you they're right on their phone. I'm assuming they are, right? Because that's the world that they're in, right?
It was quite difficult, you know, to make them meet, because one was in Paris and the other one in Lyon, and they were one was a student and the other one was working, started work. They come in the film. They came in the film because they needed the film. I'm convinced of it, of this.
Yeah.
The atmosphere was very important in this film. You know, it's like a family atmosphere. And I was very pleased because you know, I could let's say shoot in one house and always in the same place. And it was good. But we were surrounded by love in this house, you know.
Yeah.
And
So
maybe it explains the sort of the results of
there
the
was an
film.
interesting question in the movie, and it's actually made me think of it as well. Someone asked the gentleman, "Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt totally confident?" Right?
Yes,
And I think
yes.
that's a really interesting question, because it's like, that's what it's about, right? Because it's like, if you're connected with somebody, that you didn't have to worry about the mistakes you made. or who, like the things that you, the errors, the things that you said. You just,
Yes,
you knew that there was 100% confidence in that relationship. And you would assume it's going to be your parents, right? Like your parents would, you would have that relationship with your parents, right? That no matter what you do, your parents have, you have a confident relationship with your parents. But if people don't, then that kind of sets them off a little bit in life.
You know, they had to gain faith in themselves.
Yeah.
Obviously, this encounter between the other adult persons made them progress. But are they really different today? I don't know, but they say that the film did good to them.
Yeah. So
And that
they're
was
better, they're
that's
better off because the film was made.
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And me too.
So I gotta ask you, like the first film, the first film you made with the 16-year-olds, are you still in contact with them?
Yes.
How old are they now? They're around, I'm assuming they're around 20.
Yes, 19.
How are they
Yes,
doing?
20.
How are they doing?
Not very good.
Oh no, they're
Must
not.
admit.
Oh.
No. You know this exam, the A level. The boy he had to pass it three times.
You had to what?
He had to be under this examination, this exam three times
Okay.
before he got it. Okay. But the girl, she's doing studies in medicine, and she does well. But she has not talked to me recently. It looks like when she needs to be an adult to be able to face the film. And maybe she's a bit maybe she doesn't want to meet with me because it's not the time. I don't know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yet.
So then, and then these
Very
people,
shy. She's very shy.
yeah, but it's,
Yes.
yeah, she's 19, right? So that makes
Yeah,
sense.
but these young people, they are very shy. You
Yeah.
know, they don't talk to their pa parents about their
I know.
experiences, and they don't talk to me after the film. They talk to me in the film, inside the film, because it's like like a contract. You know,
Yeah.
they agreed to say everything to me to the film. In
Yeah.
fact, they talk to the film. They don't talk to me. They talk to the viewers,
Yeah.
in a sense, which is good. Which is
Yeah.
good.
So I guess the only way to talk to him is just bring your camera and just and turn it on.
Yes, and that's why I need to, I'm pausing now, like 1 year, because that's now 8 films in 5 years,
Yeah.
so it's okay. It's too much for my personal life.
Yeah.
It has been too much. So, but I'm I look forward to renewing with the next film, with also young characters. Yeah,
Yeah.
because they are amazing, and I think that they have a sort of a protected soul. We our soul is just diverted by the noise outside.
Yeah.
It's not.
So, like obviously your film's about like what you described it too, but there's another extra, there's like a subplot theme where you're actually talking about this generation in many regard, right? Like about this young generation under 30, and I
Yes.
don't know, like I'm assuming it's the same in your culture, but like this is the first time in a long time where like this generation is not, they see problems ahead. Where like when I grew up when I was 25, I saw like opportunity. I saw like, oh, I can do anything I want. I can do this, I can do that. And
Yeah.
I see, I can see if I want to make money, I can make money. If I, you know what I mean? In this generation, it seems, I'm just being general, of course, but it seems like they see like the environmental problem, they see the economy problem, they see AI taking people's jobs, they see it doesn't look better. Like for me, it looked like the world looked better than it was for my parents, but it doesn't look better for the for their parents. You know what I'm saying? It's an interesting generation.
Yes.
That leads to anxiety. It must lead to anxiety.
Yes, correct. That's why my films. That's why, because I think what finally they have deep inside them is very important. They need to know that they have they can decide their life, you know. But they can decide their life if the questions are not important. Just the answers are very important, but what they when they have to know they have a song, they have to know that they can accomplish themselves. They have to know that there is something existing outside the materiality, and that's very important, and that it's possible to have a satisfactory life, I think. But they need to read, they need to have people who help them. In my first feature documentary, the Emperor Ma Marcus Aurelius was there to teach. I wrote the this this fiction themes in black and white. I wrote the text myself, and I think it's very, it's like I just want to just to inspire, and I want them to inspire others, their comrades. They can inspire
And
them.
so, like,
Because they
so.
succeed in the end, they succeed. The girl succeeds, the boy succeeds. And I'm sure that these two characters in the experience, in the ordinary experience, they will succeed as well. They have to shape themselves, yeah, better.
So who's the gentleman, the older gentleman that they both talk to?
Oh, that's the father of the girl.
He seems pretty wise.
Ah, you talk about the one with teaching about their professional
He's talking about
skills.
emotional intelligence. Like he sits them down at his desk.
Yes. He's like an analyst, a professional analyst for young people.
He seems pretty wise. Because he's saying that's the most important intelligence is the emotional intelligence. And then it's something that people don't talk about often, right? Like I know it's a big trend now, but
Well, I think this guy is very good. He has been seeing my children. All my children have come to him just to because they don't know they didn't know what to do in life. He has well, he's giving insights, for them. Is very important. And self-realization is not only a personal life, is also professional life, of course. It's about professional life. Well, it's, I think there are many, many responses for self-realization. But you need to ask the question, not to make the question the most important, but just the answers to be very easy.
But what are you working on another film now? Are you going to talk to 30-year-olds now?
No. I will just the characters will be maybe younger.
Like younger than 16?
Younger than 16, yeah. We'll start probably 15, yes. And maybe 7 or 8, yes. I think it's good
So you're gonna have
ages
to
as
get a
well.
parental approval for that, et cetera,
Yes,
right?
of course. Of course, yes.
And
But
what are you trying to find with the kids?
this is about the system of God.
Oh, okay. So it's even deeper. Okay.
It's deeper inside, yes, inside because I'm just I'm putting in face of myself the following question. What's the relation between this self-realization between the and God, but not the God of the religion, but the God of the universal God, the God for all religions. Now, and you know what Charles de Foucault said? He said, "We have only one God for all people, the same." Okay, you believe or not, doesn't matter. But God wants you to be happy. God wants you to go to paradise if you want. I don't know, like a quote.
So there's a God for everyone? There's one God for
Yes.
everyone?
It's the same God for everyone. Yeah.
I always felt that there's a God for each person. And it's up for us to figure out what our ideology is.
Well, it's a view which is acceptable because God, there is a part of God inside you, probably. That
Because we can't all
just
have the same ideology. We can't have all the same beliefs. We have to
no, no,
be all
no. Of
each
course,
individual.
yeah, yes, of course. But I'm suffering because in Europe and especially in France, we don't talk so much about God. It's a very private question. It is indeed a private question, but why not talking about the experiences of God?
You should move to the southern United States. They love talking about God.
Yes,
But
yes, yes, yes.
it's
But
God fearing. It's like if you don't do this, God's going to punish you, right?
maybe you have a response, because my films are appreciated in Canada and in the US, and in Switzerland, but not so much in France. I don't know why, but I think I know. Yeah.
All right. Well, so you're working on your third film right now?
I'm just starting. Yes.
You just
Yes.
started, and it's going to be the you found the kids. You found the kids you're going to document.
I start to have an idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Casting is very important. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
100%. Yeah.
I'm meeting people now. I'm meeting some of them, but they would be like friends, basically, people I know, even from a bit far, but people I know, because it would be it's very difficult to shoot with teens. Yeah, it's very
Yeah,
difficult.
100%.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the kids, it's an interesting. I like the concept. I think it's amazing. So,
Yeah. Okay. Like you.
no, I'm into
Yeah.
it. And it's like you keep going in that sh in the shot of the tightrope, right? That's amazing. It's the metaphor of the film, obviously, right? Like it's about we're always walking a tightrope, and
Yes.
like, and if you fall,
Yes.
then you're dead.
Yeah. But I need to find ideas about the fictional part, of the documentary, because I like to input fictions, a bit of fiction
All
in
right,
there.
man. Oh, my friend,
Thank you
send
very
me the film
much.
when it's done. I love to see it. I think this film's fantastic, and I just think you're just talking about deep things, and it's you're not being superficial about it because you're letting the characters tell their version of the story, right? And we all can
Yes.
relate to these kids. We can relate because we're humans, right? We all can relate. So,
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you appreciated the film.
yeah, I can't see. I
Very
can't wait to see the next film, like with the kids. So I'm in that little world with the kids that age, right? So it's like they're interesting people. They're interesting species.
Yeah.
I wish
I appreciate. Yeah, I
I
appreciate
remembered
it.
more when I do remember a lot, but I wish I was happier and took advantage of that youthful
Oh, yes.
experience, right?
Me too. Me too. I appreciate very much your support in the future of my films. They need to be seen.
And I'll finish it on the one thought. The youth is always wasted on the youth, right? We always,
Sorry,
the
I
youth
don't.
always waste, the youth is always wasted on the youth, meaning that when you're young, you don't know how great you have it until you get older. And then you then, but then it's always, you always, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have to have that emotional intelligence when you get older to understand how valuable being a child is, right?
Yes, and you have to start young, understanding this. That's why. Thank you very
All right,
much.
let's talk soon.
Yes.